This is KMFM News.
It's being claimed that a British man who appears in the latest Islamic State video has already been identified. He's named in some media reports as Siddhartha Dar, a Muslim convert from Walthamstow. The former salesman is believed to have gone to Syria in 2014. His sister, Konika, says she's not sure if it's him, though.
My honest opinion is that it might not be. The features are quite different, and from what I remembered of my brother, he doesn't have that the sort of strong eyebrows that I sort of noticed on the video which emerged yesterday.
KMFM News.
The government's looking at bringing more Syrian children to Britain after MPs called for 3,000 to be resettled in the UK. The International Development Committee says more needs to be done to protect them from exploitation. Kent's currently looking after 935 unaccompanied child asylum seekers. KMFM has been told more needs to be done to recruit and retain teachers in Kent so we don't have to rely so heavily on those from abroad. A campaign's underway encouraging more of us in the county to take up the profession. The National Union of Teachers says there are particularly shortages in subjects like maths, English and IT. John Waters from the Kent branch.
We see teachers being demoralised, depressed, basically switched off by some pretty kind of crass management practices, and we want to see that stop, and we want to see teachers being treated with a good deal more respect.
A 36-year-old man from Dover who died following a crash involving a car and petrol tanker in Maidstone has been named. Phil Edward Childs was driving a red Nissan when he collided with the truck on Hermitage Lane shortly after 9:30 yesterday morning. Police are urging anyone who saw what happened to contact them. Murder Squad detectives have taken over the search for a missing actress and her two children. Sean Blake from Erith, who used to be in EastEnders, disappeared 3 weeks ago with her sons. Now police have revealed her partner's also vanished. Their neighbour says he was shocked to discover they were missing.
When I'm cutting my grass, I say hello, they say hello. So even when they move in, they ask me how was the area. And I say it's a very peaceful area.
KMFM News.
A little girl from Medway who has a form of cerebral palsy is due to have surgery in America to help her walk. Paige Stewart's family have raised more than £40,000 for the treatment, which isn't available on the NHS. The five-year-old has to use a frame to get around. Her mum, Julie, spoke to KMFM when they were fundraising.
It will stop all of the pain that she has to go through now, and she will be able to eventually walk unaided, even if it's a few steps. Even her transferring will be a lot easier.
Paige is due to have an operation in Mississauri before more surgery later this month. The first woman to fly solo from England to Australia has been remembered in Kent today, 75 years after her death. Amy Johnson was just 37 when her plane crashed off the coast of Herne Bay in 1941, 11 years after she'd made history. A memorial service has taken place in the town where it's hoped a life-size statue will be installed later this year. Jane Priston is behind the project.
It's really important to remember pioneers such as Amy, and often in life they slip out of history. So we're doing our very best here in Herne Bay to remember. She was a pioneer of aviation, and who knows where we'd be today if Amy hadn't have contributed in the way that she did.
And Bob Mortimer is now fit enough to complete his tour with Vic Reeves after undergoing a triple heart bypass operation. The comedian, who lives in Tunbridge Wells, was forced to cancel the first leg just days before it was due to open in Glasgow last November.
KMFM Sport.
Cricket in England have finally made a crucial breakthrough on day 4 of the second test in South Africa. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Stuart Broad has taken the wicket of the host captain Hashim Amla, who made 201 runs in Cape Town. He added another after James Anderson also got his first. A short time ago, South Africa were 506 for 6 in their first innings, trailing by 124 runs. Stoke and Liverpool will be looking to take an early advantage in their League Cup semi-final later. They play the first leg of the tie, with Jurgen Klopp's visitors still missing Daniel Sturridge and captain Jordan Henderson. Stoke have only lost once in their last six home games. Tomorrow, Everton welcome Manchester City. And in football, Adedeji Oshalaja has left Gillingham after his loan spell came to an end. The defender's been recalled by Cardiff after making 15 appearances for the Gills, who could go top of League One if they avoid defeat at Wigan on Thursday night. Boss Justin Edinburgh has told KMFM loan spells are good for the club.
The loans that we've had here, we've served our part very well to them clubs, same with Harry Lennon. So I think it's just trying to build real good relationships with clubs.